Welcome to Basket Talks new episode. This is Mirdemir Demirer from Basket Talks. In this episode, we are with Kustas Maskolinas. So welcome, coach.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I thank you too for accepting my invitation. So how are you firstly? Are you good?
Yeah, everything is fine. We're having a day off right now. Just getting nice. Back to the rhythm and everything is good.
Yeah, nice to hear that. So I want to start with your basketball career. And first, how did you become interested in basketball? When and where did you remember?
I would say that basketball was all of my life, part of me, you know, because my father was a basketball player at first. That's been like inherited in my blood, you know, that I would always have a love for basketball. I think like from the early ages, from like 2-3 years old, I was already involved in basketball. And so, that gave me a big passion and I wanted to build a career out of this.
So you have a basketball career as a player?
I thought I will have, but going through my senior year in high school, I was in the United States. I got a very serious injury. From there, it just was like a developing part for me that I said that maybe basketball way from player perspective could not be the path for me. I was looking for ways, how can I keep myself in basketball, but not as a player. And then I found coaching.
I think you found coaching easily because your dad was a coach too. So does your father influence you about coaching?
Oh, yeah. I mean, my father was like, he was never a big pusher for me to go like into specific roles of basketball. He just wanted me to do whatever I felt I was good at and whatever I had a big passion for. And basketball was my biggest passion. And when I first said to him that I want to become a coach, actually, he said, are you up for it? Because being a coach is a very hard job. And I said, I would like to see this challenge and then to see where it can get me. And then what can I do actually from coaching?
And you begin a coach. So I'm curious, how did you find coaching? This is your dad's road?
Yeah, coaching I found actually when I was in the United States, when I was finishing my high school. And after the injury, I had like a brace put in. So there was like a mini camp for little kids from our school. And my head coach at the time, he said, do you want to be involved in this? And do you want to help out a little bit? And I said, yeah, of course. I mean, because I love basketball, I wanted just to be a part of something, you know. I think that was like a start for me where I felt that coaching is the thing that I actually like to do. That small mini camp led to where I am right now. From that moment until now, I never looked back and thought maybe I chose wrong or something. And I'm very passionate about what I'm doing right now.
You said I'm in university in USA. So I saw some videos when I'm searching about you something in YouTube. You are 13, your jersey number 13, right? I saw video and you're a shooter. I don't remember clearly, but in which university? You said, but
it was not university. It was a high school. So my 11th and 12th grade, I was in the United States. I was in Freedom Christian Academy in North Carolina. Those clips when you reminded me, now it makes me cringe a little bit, but it was a fun part of my life, you know. And now it's like always fun to remember that.
Yeah, so you went to the NBA Summer League.
Yes.
I reached somewhere. So firstly, how was it?
First of all, it was an amazing experience. I'm very grateful to Knicks organization for them to invite me. And it was an amazing experience. I mean, from the young coach's perspective, to be invited to by an organization this big as is New York Knicks, I felt very honored by that. And the whole Summer League experience is just phenomenal. You know, work with the best talents in the world, with the biggest coaching staffs. And they work, of course, work a lot different than we work in Europe, because they have the not only financial capabilities, but they have also the all sorts of resources, you know, for a coaches to do the job almost to perfection. But I was like 10 days over there to have a little touch of that, also to work with the resources that they have and the players that they had. It was a phenomenal experience. Also from the connections point of view, there's so many people to talk to, and from learning experience, you know, you learn every day something new, you know, because it's not only that you go to practice, go to a game, but you also, I mean, we had like a game at 11 o'clock in the morning, and I would stay for the rest of the day in the gym because there were so many good teams playing, and you know, there's always a lot of things to learn from it, you know.
Yeah, so I guess so much, but I want to ask you, what is your favorite memory in NBA Summer League times?
I think my favorite memory was the first game, because we played the Toronto Raptors for our first game, and Scottie Barnes was just drafted that year. Like, it was such a surreal moment when, you know, you sit down on the bench and all you see is now current NBA players running on the floor, and just the speed of the game, you know, and how everything works. Like, you know, there's two rows of coaching staff sitting, and everybody has their role, what they're doing, you know. And it took like a moment for me to realize that the whole summer league was full of memories and great experiences, but that first game, you know, it was when it hit me the most, let's say.
Yeah, by the way, I'm a Toronto Raptors fan, so you're I see you're younger than Jenner, so this is an adventure for you. Now, your rightness, Vilnius, is I pronounce right? Rightness, Vilnius.
Rytas Vilnius.
I'm not good in language, so Rytas Vilnius, assistant coach.
Yes.
What are your responsibilities as an assistant coach?
We've split the jobs between myself, Coach George Dedas, and head coach Giedrius Žibėnas. We have split the roles equally, and I'm basically a scout. I'm scouting opponents' teams, individual players from the opponents' teams, and I'm more into individual parts of the team. And for also our team, I'm more of individual skills workout. I would say that's my biggest part. All in all, everything that we work through, we work as a team, especially from coaching standpoint. All of our ideas is not just from one coach. It's always a multiple discussions and arguments that we would come all three of us to one good decision that could work for us, you know. I would say that in the last 2 years, you know, that we've developed our kind of system, our kind of idea all together, and it was not, you know, just split through jobs. It was like cohesiveness and being together and building this idea as one, you know.
Yeah, so you was champion last year, right? You 2020.
Yes, yes.
And how was your feeling in that moment? And you're a champion and you got a cup. And how was your feeling?
The feeling was surreal, honestly, because it took actually, I will not lie, it took for me a couple of days, you know, get the emotions settle in, because I know how much it meant for not only for us, but also for a club and for the fans that Vilnius Rytas has. An amazing, amazing fans. And it's been 12 years since the last time Rytas Vilnius won the league. And it was an amazing feeling. I mean, for the group of guys that we had through all the struggles and good moments and bad moments that we faced last season, it was like, you know, a cherry on top of the cake, you know, just to win it. And it was an amazing feeling. I mean, honestly, like, to this day, I sometimes still catch myself that we did it, you know, and it was it was a very good feeling. But now, you know, I'm all about this new season and the new challenges that are facing us right now.
Yeah, it's still in last season, but it's a new season. Yeah, so it's have some experience for young players too in Vilnius. So let's talk about young players right now.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about what is the biggest mistakes that most young players make?
I would say what I think is that the biggest mistake a young player can make is that to think that everything is going to be given for granted. If you're a talented player, you get all the outside noise to yourself that you're a good player and you don't work hard, that's probably the biggest mistake a young player can make. And putting yourself first in front of the team, that would be the second biggest mistake that you can make. And then that's actually what we as coaches, you know, trying to implement for our youth team also. Working hard, regardless how good or how talented you are. If you're not working hard, you think that everything is going to be given to you without working hard. It's not how basketball works. It's not how team look at you. Whatever you want to do outside, you know, to go meet the friends, sometimes you have to sacrifice your outside life for the better of your living in the future, you know. That's what now the youth, I think, has to work on the most.
Yeah, they should work out. So, in my opinion, the idea that not working hard young players and waiting the professional career idea comes from, I think, the idea of I'm a professional now, the idea in young level.
Could be. I agree with you that sometimes young players think that, okay, I've signed my contract, now I will get a little bit of money, that's it. That's the wrong mentality that you can have as a young player. And for you to sign your first professional contract, you have to be very humble. That's basically where the work starts, you know. And now you have to not only prove to the team that you are worth to be in the team, but you also have to be proving yourself. As I said before, it's a constant work. Sometimes you have to put your head down and just go straight in the gym and do your work. Our mentality, even in Rytas Vilnius, is that we have a big poster and always stay hungry and stay humble and stay hungry. You know, that was our mentality throughout last year. It is our mentality through this year. It's never too high, never too low. Be hungry and stay humble. You are a champion one day. You can be a loser the next day. Sometimes too high or sometimes too low. You have to stay on the same line and do what you love. So just stay hungry and stay humble.
Yeah, it's a good sentence. And in my team, I'm a amateur basketball player too. It's U18, I'm 17, so
okay.
Some people, I don't say the name, and some people think like I'm a player right now. I'm a player. And now I'm gonna say be humble and stay angry right now.
Exactly.
So I'm curious, how can young people with talent from other countries apply to your team?
For us, you know, to see the young players, you know, around all Europe, it's part of the job. We have a scout, Matas, who works very good watching the young players and maybe, you know, giving some intel to us about the young players. But basically, you know, there is like a core. You always look in the young player. You look, is he talented? You know, how his body is shaped, his physical capabilities, the reading of the game. And one of the biggest things that I think most of the clubs looking for is, are you a good person overall, you know? Because nobody wants to have a bad mentality, selfish guy, you know, on their team. But I think that this goes for absolutely every bigger European team, not only Rytas Vilnius. We're talking about big names like Barcelona, Madrid, you know, who have like a huge youth academies also. So I think those teams are always looking for the same core things that every team is looking for, is, you know, the talent, the player, and of course the great personality. So
this is for player scouts, if they recognize a player and they talk with him. So about coach, how was going about coach?
It's the same things, you know. You what you try to apply to a player, you always try to apply also to a coach, you know. The only thing that could be a little bit different from coach's perspective to player's perspective is that as a coach, you can never think that you learned everything. You have to learn every day something new. You can never be stagnant. Okay, if you have your own idea of how things should work, never a bad idea, never a very good idea. You always have to find a common ground, which what maybe La Normani is doing that could apply to us,
yeah,
but maybe should like twitch a couple of things, you know, because Milano Armani is a big club, you know, with a big financial capabilities of giving those resources. But what can I take from them, twitch it a little bit, fix some things that could apply also to our team? As I said, main thing is that you always have to learn new stuff and try to find ways how to apply to your ideology and your system.
Yes, so we can say, Santos, that be humble and stay hungry. Santos, we can say about
of course.
Coach. Actually, we can
of
say
course.
All jobs. As an actor,
exactly.
We can say be humble.
Exactly, exactly. This is a great quote.
Yeah, maybe I should do this title of this interview. Stay humble and stay hungry.
Oh, for sure.
So what do you think about starting youth basketball in Europe before moving up to the professional level? What do you
as
think?
As a coach?
Yeah.
As a coach?
Okay. Maybe two options. As a player, as a coach, what do you want to select?
For a coach, working with kids and working with young adults or teenagers and then moving to men, it's a different prism of the players and the communication that you have to go through. I mean, it's one thing to talk to young players and young kids about the sentimental part of basketball and the core things that you have to do and straight up going to tactical points, and everything is have to be very simplified that a young player would understand. Then, you know, if you move to a young adults or teenagers that have already some sort of ground of development and skill, also you have to apply yourself as a coach. Okay, so they know how to do this, but maybe let's talk about how to do that. Or, you know, when you move to a professional team with men, I mean, they already are developed to the players that they are. So, of course, there is small tweaks, small adjustments that you can give to a player, you know, and help him to get better at. But in the professional basketball part, I would say you have to increase their abilities in the things that they already are good at. If you have a shooter that's a very good three-point shooter, you have to increase his capabilities of shooting the ball from where, you know, like spot-ups, off-screens, off the dribble, off the move, but just increase that he would have a more tools of how to do that, you know. And of course, in men's basketball, it's all about tactics, all about communication with the player, and just staying in a good contact with him and make sure that both of you are on the same page.
Yeah, so thank you for your coming and replies to my questions. And
thank you for having me.
And see you later in Rio. So you're gonna come to Turkey for match?
I'm not sure right now. We're gonna go to Athens, so maybe if we advance to second stage of Champions League, there could be a Turkish team over there, so I would come.
So if I see you, I catch you in there, and I want to come
of
your
course.
Match and see you in a match. And thank you again for coming.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's been a pleasure. Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye bye. In this episode, we are with Gustas Maskolinas. Thank you for your time. I hope you enjoy. See you in next episode. Bye bye.